Many people are developing a greater vision for their futures and are experiencing more of God's favor and blessings. But even if you are living your best life now, it's important that you do not become stagnant. God always wants to increase us, to do more in us and through us. He always wants to take us deeper into self-discovery and then raise us to a higher level of living. He didn't create us to be average. He doesn't want us to settle for good enough. He wants us to keep stretching, to keep pressing forward into the next level. In Become a Better You, my goal was to help you look inside yourself and discover the priceless seeds of greatness that God has placed within you. I showed you 7 keys that you can use to unlock those seeds of greatness, allowing them to burst forth in an abundantly blessed life. These keys are not complicated or difficult. In fact, their sheer simplicity often causes them to elude many people's notice. Nevertheless, they are 7 key principles that have helped shape me and continue to keep me expecting good things in my personal life, in my relationships, in my family, and in my career. I know these principles work because I've experienced them firsthand in my own life. So I decided to put together a reading presentation of the encouraging principles in Become a Better You to help you gradually develop a habit of becoming a better you each day. Let me remind you that these devotionals are not meant to be full treatments of passages of scriptures. I am usually highlighting a specific point from the Bible that will inspire wholehearted love and worship of God. Hopefully, the slower pace of these devotional readings will encourage you to immerse yourself in God's Word and see all the practical guidance God has to give to you. These daily readings from Become a Better You have been selected to emphasize the 7 keys that form the structure of the book, but I've added several features that I'm convinced will help you apply and live out the truth God wants you to know. Each devotional includes scripture reading to become a better you. These passages will sometimes relate directly to the key being described, and in other instances, the scripture reading will provide necessary background for accurately understanding the truth you are studying. The second thing we include is a devotional excerpt. These are some lessons and stories that I believe will encourage and uplift you. The third thing is today's prayer to become a better you. These are some suggestions that will help you express your heart's responses and set the stage for you to share your prayer request, desires, gratitude, and fresh commitments to God. Feel free to adapt these prayers and make them your own. Take a few minutes to have personal conversation with your Heavenly Father. The fourth thing is today's thought to become a better you. This is not just a sentence for you to hear and brush aside. It's a thought for you to think about for the whole day. God's Word tells us that our thinking pattern becomes our acting pattern. The way we talk to ourselves greatly influences the way we act. Today's thought will encourage you to agree with what God thinks about you throughout the day. If you take these readings at a one-a-day pace, it'll take you more than 2 months to make your way through this program. I'm convinced by the end of that time, you will have become a noticeably better you. Your life can be transformed and renewed as you allow God's Word to refresh you and reshape your thinking, speaking, and daily activities. May this devotional book be another instrument God uses to help you become a better you.
Part 1. Keep pressing forward. You can stretch. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. Jesus speaking in John chapter 14, verse 12.
The famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright designed many beautiful buildings, homes, and other magnificent structures. Toward the end of his career, a reporter asked him, "Of your many beautiful designs, which one is your favorite?" Without missing a beat, Frank Lloyd Wright answered, "My next one." Frank Lloyd Wright understood the principle of stretching, constantly pressing forward, never being satisfied simply with past successes. The entire world is waiting for your next adventure. Too many people are living far below their potential. They have many gifts.